On a tune called Slide. And the bad news is, if you had tickets for the Goo Goo Dolls in Durban or Cape Town or Pretoria for December, I'm afraid they're not coming. But before you kill yourself, I didn't mean that literally, you know, I'm just saying you beat yourself up because you've got the tickets and they're not coming. They're not well. Well, one of them, the singer, Mr. Rzeznik, is not well. So they postponed, and they will be coming to South Africa a little bit later, probably the March next year. They have already confirmed dates. Your tickets will remain valid for those shows, but they're not coming in December. So you'll have to just stay close to your radio. We'll play you some of their music as a consolation prize. And now, it gives me enormous pleasure to welcome Barry, the boss, Chapman, back into the studio. On a Tuesday, we talk plumbing. Hey, Barry.
Yes, sir. Yeah, well, quite a nice little track you were playing there.
The Goo Goo Dolls. And you thought for a second that you were going to see them, but you got a bit confused between them and Green Day.
Yes, yeah, I know. Well, the G and the G, and then the brain started catching up with the rest of the letters in the word.
So you're quite a music follower, are you?
Well, I enjoy especially live music. You know, it's always good to see proper talent, guys with their instruments making magical sounds out of a couple of weird things that they're holding in their hands.
You're so right, and I'm so glad that you said that, because a lot of folk don't seem to realize when they see live music that there is a human being or human beings standing there creating nothing. I mean, I'm talking about guys that actually play, not the guys that play with backing tracks and pretend. But there they stand with wood and steel and a bit of, you know, electronic gizmo to make it sound a bit louder. And they make magic.
It's magic.
It's real magic.
100%.
And the least you can do is listen and hopefully applaud and give them back some kind of recognition and the strokes that they crave. We understand this.
One of the things I absolutely love the most is when I go away with the guys from the Land Cruiser Club. We go on little adventures and go and challenge ourselves in our vehicles. There's a couple of guys that bring up an acoustic guitar with them and strum a couple of chords, and you know, I literally get goosebumps.
Oh, you listening. Like that?
I love it.
Well, listen, I've got very good news for you then, because very early in the new year, we will be launching a handmade music club, and it's going to be for people that enjoy live, real music being performed in an intimate setting where the artists get a chance to talk to and explain what it is that has
awesome.
Created the desire to make the magic. And it'll be experiential in every sense of the word. So, watch the space, Barry. I will make sure I'll put you on this, because it's going to be by invitation to join the club. Yeah,
I'd love to. I try to teach myself how to play guitar during COVID. But Jesus, a talent, eh? I tried and tried and tried.
Isn't it just one of those, almost, you think it's impossible, and then suddenly what happens is the muscle memory, the synapses that you've been practicing, and it's not working, suddenly it starts to work.
Well, I clearly didn't push it long enough.
No, it takes time. You know, that's on average 10,000 hours. I'm talking about to get to professional level. 10,000 hours of practice. Now, I mean, you've got to be kind of dedicated to get to that stage. But even the plonkers, you know, have put in a huge amount of time. And the sad thing is that there are so few venues now for live music, so few. And the few that do exist expect an artist to arrive with probably, I don't know, maybe 50, 60, 70,000 rands worth of amplification gear, you know, and then instruments on top of that, or an instrument, and then microphones, and by the time you add it all together, you're probably looking at about 100 grand's worth of equipment, and then they come and stand and play for you for a couple of hours for 2 rand 50, relatively speaking. Yeah. I mean, one set of strings is going to cost you, nowadays, a good set of strings is around about 400 rand, can you believe? And there it is. And someone once said, this appeals to me a bit about the plumbing thing we're talking about. You know, trying to book a musician for a gig and saying, you know, listen, you know, it'll be good exposure for you. So, we really can't pay you. And the guy said, well, I'll tell you what you do. And now this is for a New Year's Eve gig. You call your nearest plumber, ask him to come and work on New Year's Eve for 4 hours. And whatever he quotes you, we'll play for half that. Yeah, anyway, let's get back into the business of the business, which is plumbing and how absolutely vital it is to keep everything, particularly at this time of year. And why do we talk about this time of year? I mean, you know what goes on.
Oh, silly season, man. I actually love it. I so feed off of the chaos during silly season, because it's from sun up to sun down, and still once the sun's down, you're still carrying on trying to sort out the nonsense. But it's awesome. You know, my crew that are working around me in the office are unbelievably dedicated. The guys have got really picked up the game, and the work ethic is honorable. Yeah, I mean, but going back to it, we all make mistakes. Like you have your your guitar guy who's been playing a guitar for 10,000 hours. He still makes a mistake every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
And that's unfortunate. You may be a professional in what you do, but every now and then you strum the wrong chord and you have a bit of a oopsie-daisy on your hands. And the same thing applies in the plumbing industry. It never, ever runs the way you want it to run. So, you know, over the last couple of weeks, we've one or two little communication errors here, and you go do a camera inspection on someone's line and on their main line in their garden, jet it, everything's all clear, and then the person comes back and goes, but my shower's still blocked. And then you go back to that communication going, okay, we were asked to come out and come and have a look at your main lines because there were some things that weren't flowing properly. You didn't specifically mention anything inside your property, inside the house, that were giving you issues. So we did external maintenance, and then we went back and went and did all the internal stuff afterwards and found like hair buildup and shower traps. And funnily enough, guys, a very, very easy thing for you to clean out yourself. Is majority of your shower traps collect all the hair and everything inside them. Our lovely wives and the ladies in our lives, the hair does fall out. Fortunately enough for most of us men with short hair, it just goes down the drain, but the long hair gets stuck and you end up with a drain rat, and you've got to get rid of that oak. And you can. So the shower trap, you can pull them out and discard them. It is a little gross. You can get a pair of latex gloves and put it on and sort it out. And then the other thing as well is your food drains, your kitchen drains. This is an area that recently, for whatever reason, I don't know, we've been attending to a lot of kitchen drains that have been blocked with food and fat.
Wow. I think you probably find, because people are cooking more, you know, in the past it was just de facto, let's go out for a meal. But since COVID, people have become a bit more accustomed to doing for themselves, and so
going back to it, the important thing here is you have your kitchen sink. Don't just turn the water on and wash everything down the drain. Turn to your right and scrape it off into the dustbin, or put it into a bowl next to the dustbin or next to your sink, and then throw it in the dustbin or whatever you want to do with it. Put it in your compost heap.
Well, there are, apparently, I've seen them overseas largely, but I think in South Africa as well, those what do you call them, disposers that whiz around?
Yeah, so a food gobbler, a waste disposal unit.
Yeah.
Those do work, but they also, fats as well, are a massive problem in a pipe, because it's warm when you're washing it. It goes down the line, it cools down, it sticks to the side of the pipe.
Oh.
So that's always going to be a problem. So your fats and oils you really want to get rid of. Rice and veggies and things like that, if they do happen to go down, where you put them down a waste disposal unit, you know.
Coffee grounds are okay.
Coffee grounds are fine, just not down your septic tank. Because one, it turns it into an acidic environment, and also it doesn't degrade to anything. It's basically like pouring a cup of sand into your septic tank, which I don't think you would do naturally, so don't put coffee grounds in your septic tank.
There you go, point taken. And there are a tremendous amount of septic tanks still in our area.
Oh yeah, a huge amount. Salt Rock, there's a number of areas there, and I mean you've literally got a road in the middle of Salt Rock that has waterborne sewage on the back of it and on the front of it. And there's one road in the middle that has no waterborne sewage. They're still on septic tanks.
Is that an oversight, or is that just because that's the way it is?
Well, the line is slowly making its way up the road. So I think about a third of the road now has waterborne, but the project stopped. It was about 5 or 6 years ago was when it stopped at the one point, and it was going to continue, but it hasn't. So it's obviously other things that have changed the direction, but it has been planned that those areas will come on.
Oh.
All your majority of your beachfront properties have got septic tanks. Quite a few of them we've been involved in building a holding tank pre-process with a sewer pump and then pump it back up to your waterborne sewerage. So that's an application through the municipality, because quite often you need to do a road crossing. And then also through with Caesar Water, you do your sewer disposal application, all of that.
And it's so important that it's done correctly, because apparently, and again, I'm quoting a journalist that has been investigating, and she tells us that the investigations have shown that there are so many illegal sewer connections, largely coming from estates, funnily enough, that are putting so much pressure on those pump lines, particularly the line that overflows into Thompson's Bay on a fairly regular basis.
So that over there is, so that's when people don't want to spend the money to put in stormwater management controls, infrastructure for stormwater controls. They just see a pipe and connect it into the sewer line. That's with your waterborne sewage. I had a client during, I can't remember the last floods, not the last floods, the one before those. There's been so many. He lives in Shocker's Rock in one of those beach apartments. His basement toilet was squirting out onto the ceiling.
Way.
I mean, that's over 2.5 meters. It was spraying out full bore, mixed rainwater and sewage, completely flooded the basement of his house. It was running out the windows onto the grass and running down onto the beach.
Yeah, that's like a horror movie. That is like a nightmare.
No, it is. When he sent me the video, he says, "You won't believe what I'm looking at now." And I was like, it can't be serious. That's not your house. And that's when Caesar Water started doing smoke testing. And they've actually just re-implemented it now. I heard the guys having a chat about it, where they go to stormwater sewer manholes and they plonk on a smoke generator and they pump smoke into the sewer lines, and then they go fly a drone or do
visual inspections,
and they see, oh, there's stormwater smoke coming out of your driveway, right? And there's another one, smoke coming out of your gutters. Here's a 150,000 rand fine.
Wow. And that's happening.
It's happened in the past. I haven't heard of any recent cases, but I'm sure it's going to start when they start doing the smoke testing again.
Because it's the only way to prevent the kind of disaster that you've mentioned and that we know happens when the system is overwhelmed. All of that flows right into the Thompson's Bay tidal pool and the sea and the... Oh, yeah,
it's no, it's unnecessary. I mean, the systems, the sewer systems are overspecced already, but they overspecced for peak usage plus extra, not overspec for 300 mils of rain getting thrown down them as well, because then the pumps, it doesn't matter how many pumps you got, it's just not going to work well.
Gee, so be advised, and if you don't know, that's really not a protection for you, I believe. You know, ignorance of the law is no excuse for breaking it.
That is the importance of employing a professional person to carry out your work. Electricians, plumbers, mechanics, tradesmen, people who are responsible, know the rules and regulations.
And will give you a certificate of compliance when they're finished.
So the recourse at the end of the day, once it's been installed by a compliant registered individual, the responsibility is no longer on you as the homeowner's shoulders. It's now the professional individual that you've employed. Whereas if you use a random Joe off the side of the road or a bucky dude that has absolutely no qualifications, you're the one that's going to get wrapped over the knuckles.
So that quick fix, doing you a favor, cheap job that you thought was a win, could become the worst deal you've ever done.
100%.
Be advised. Now, the good news is that should you encounter a plumbing-related matter that you wish you weren't encountering over the festive season. This can be a seriously, well, it can be the real Grinch that stole Christmas, to coin a phrase. And nothing worse than having a plumbing emergency over the festive season, because traditionally no one is available. But the good news is,
Chapman Plumbing is here. If you do have a poo emergency, we will be here to come and help you. We've got standby crews working through for your burst pipes, block drains, geyser replacements, those kind of things. Obviously, your construction plumbing is not going to happen over that period. We're not going to...
Sure, this is emergencies and you know, absolutely vital, vital to know that this information is... Well, you know, if anyone is looking for help over the festive season, and you're listening to this right now, or you're going to download the podcast and keep it safe, because this is the information that is going to turn you into a local hero, because you know that help is at hand.
100%.
You won't find it in the yellow pages necessarily. You probably won't find it anywhere else. It's important to know. Local knowledge, important. And Chapman Plumbing is going to be keeping a maintenance crew for emergencies going throughout the festive season. That is really good news, because Murphy's Law, when the proverbial hits the fan, it's going to be over one of those high days or holidays that you just don't want to be interrupted.
Yeah, it always happens in the wrong time. So yeah, through the whole festive season, the only day that we are not operating is Christmas Day itself. At least give the guys a little bit of love. I will be around personally, and if there is something that is extremely urgent that can't be dealt with the day after, I will personally get involved as well.
Wow. Now that's the kind of service you get from your local plumbing boss, and that's why they call him the Big Umnumzahn. Ned Barry Chapman, my special guest on a Tuesday. We talk plumbing, and for a good reason. Well, that the good reason is to let you know that over the festive season, you're not alone. If you have an emergency, plumbing-related emergency, give Chapman Plumbing a ring. They'll sort you out. Barry, thanks, mate. Always lovely chatting, and a week has gone by since last, and it'll be another flash before the next one. But we will be reconnecting in a week's time for another chatting with Chapman.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thanks, mate. The afternoon show continues.